back in it, back at it again in another edition of The Overflow. Welcome back into The Overflow. Learning to live had a little... All right, here we go. Back into another edition of The Overflow. Learning how to live in the overflow of the love of the Father. Bam, and the Son. Bam, of the Holy Spirit. Bam, getting ignited in this supernatural life that we have been invited into through the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Man, I've been out the past couple of weeks, got sick, got knocked out, all this upper respiratory stuff that all of us, many of us are dealing with down here in the land of pollen, otherwise known as Houston, Texas. Still kind of coming up inside of me, nasty, gross stuff. Talked to a good friend of mine in Fort Worth this morning. He's battling the same stuff. It is going around. I hope that you are doing well and feeling well and staying healthy as we launch into Passion Week. Good Friday, this Friday, the death, burial, and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ celebration of that on Easter this Sunday, man. I hope you are able to gather together with your family at a church, man, and you can really experience, you can feel the power of God our Father working through you as we acknowledge the exertion of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus to raise him to life that we today believe in a resurrected Savior. We believe in resurrection power. We believe in resurrection life. We believe in getting delivered out of this world into the kingdom of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that life in the kingdom is life in the overflow. That life in the kingdom is life set apart. That life in the kingdom is life unavailable according to this world. You can't get it anywhere. You can't get it at Walmart. You can't get it at Amazon, you can't get it at your company, the American dream can't give it to you. The only source of this living water life is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ba, 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 bam. And we are trying to learn. We got to learn how to live that life when we have to be taught. And we've got to be taught in very powerful ways. And so welcome to The Overflow as we seek to press into all of those things and expose the things that lure us away as sneakily as they can lure us away, expose the things that lure us away. And we're going to talk about one of those things today. And that what we're going to talk about today, it has to do with the political environment, more about the political environment in the United States, because it's so toxic and it leads us away from the core things that God our Father has called us to be about. And we're going to come at it in this way today. We're going to talk a little bit about the deep state. We're going to talk about this nefarious group, this behind-the-scenes group called the Deep State. Deep State is a term used to describe government employees who are believed to actually pull the levers of power. The belief is that the elected officials, our elected politicians, are just the forward-facing folks. They have some power, but they don't really have the power. The power is really vested in the Deep State. These puppeteers are said to be longtime folks in the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and others. And the way that the battle lines have developed in our country, modern day politics, the forces of the deep state seem to be aligned against Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement. So you have these two factions. You've got MAGA against the deep state in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I have no idea if there's an organized, secret, collaborative effort to steer our nation in a particular direction. I'm quite sure that there are non-elected, unelected officials that have their hands on some very powerful levers in our nation. But are they collaborating and organized in a very systematic way? I don't know about that. I don't know that for certain. A lot seems, but I don't know for certain. But I do know that there's a lot of passion and energy spent fighting this fight. A lot of passion and energy. Both sides, deep state, MAGA, Donald Trump, NSA, CIA, whoever. Both sides believe that the heart and future of the United States is at stake. Both believe their calling in life is to build this country in a certain direction. And both fight against those who hinder their vision of building. They are operating according to the sequence that building leads to fighting. Building leads to fighting. What you build determines what or who you fight. But how does one know that they are building the right things? How do you know that you're building the right things? There's an interesting thought to consider. If you are building the wrong things, then you will fight the wrong fights. If you're building the wrong things, you're going to fight the wrong fights. How woeful, heartbreaking, devastating would it be to get to the end of your life and discover that you built the wrong things and fought the wrong fights. I don't care if you're building the wrong things and fighting the wrong fights, or if you're building the right things and fighting the right fights. Either way, fighting is terrible. No one wants to fight. If you want to fight, you got other issues. We fight because we have to fight. We're forced to fight. We don't go looking for fights. I know people who go looking for fights. I know people who can't exist without a fight, and they're not very good people to be in. They're picking fights. They're taking something that's a one or a two, and they're blowing it up to a six or a seven because they want to fight, and their identity is around fighting. I'm fine to fight. I can fight. I can take a hit. Whatever. I don't want to do it. I'm not looking for it. If I can live my life in a way that I never had to fight, I would live my life in a way that I would never have to fight. But man, it would be woeful to get to the end of my life and stand before God our Father and find out that I have wasted my life building the wrong things and fighting the wrong fights. That'd be terrible. Conversely, on the other side, feel the power of this. Feel the power of this. How powerful can it be to live today knowing that you're building the right things and fighting the right fights? How much would it change your day? How much would it change your attitude? How much would it change your perspective? How much would it change your energy? How much would it change the desires of your heart if you knew every day you put your feet on the ground? You are launching into that day. I'm recording this as Tuesday, March 26th. You're launching into today. You're launching into tomorrow, knowing that you are building the very things that you've been created to build by the God of all creation, and therefore you're fighting the fights that you have been created to fight. That is powerful. That is powerful living. Certainly, to be in Jesus is to build, and it is to fight. Be in Jesus, build, and fight. Every one of us who's given our lives to Jesus and been baptized in the Spirit have been set apart by our Father to accomplish His will. We are called to build, called to build. And in so doing, we're surely going to encounter those that war against our success. We're called to fight. To be in Jesus is to build, and to be in Jesus is to fight. Watch how this works. This is not a new thing. Watch how this works in King Jotham. King Jotham, 2 Chronicles 27, you can read his story, 2 Chronicles 27. In previous sessions of Overflow 2024, we have seen that Jotham is called mighty because he ordered his be, his build, and his fight according to the Lord. That's what Jotham did. He stepped into his identity as king. Because he is king, his building assignment is to strengthen Judah. He's king of Judah. Because he's king, he's called to build and strengthen Judah. Jotham strengthens Judah by fortifying Jerusalem and building cities, fortresses, and towers throughout the land, strengthening Judah. Now, Jotham didn't build a tower in the hill country just so that he could have a tower in the hill country. He built the tower as a part of strengthening Judah. It's not the tower for the sake of the tower. It's the tower for the sake of strengthening of this bigger movement than the tower. The tower is not the movement. The tower is not the movement. The movement is Judah. The tower is a part of the movement. Because his building assignment is to strengthen Judah, his enemy, or his enemies, his enemy in this case, was anyone seeking to weaken or defeat Judah. Build Judah, enemies, weaken Judah. 1 + 1 = 2. In King Jotham's reign, his main enemy was a group of people called the Ammonites. Ammonites, the nation of Ammon, A-M-M-O-N, was a people descended from Lot. And you can read the origin story of the Ammonites in Genesis 19. They were a continual thorn in the side of Judah. According to Judges 10:6-9, at one point Ammon afflicted and crushed Israel for 18 years. Ammon is a long-standing enemy of the vitality of the people of God. Because Jotham's assignment is to build Judah, seeing Ammon as his enemy becomes easy. When I see my building clearly, I can see my enemies clearly. When I'm confused about my building, I will be confused about my enemies. So Jotham fights Ammon. 2 Chronicles 27:5 says, Jotham fought also with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed over them, so that the Ammonites gave him during the year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The Ammonites also paid him this amount in the second and in the third year. Because Jotham built the right things, he fought the right fights. Let's see how this works in our lives. How does this work in our lives? In Christ, we have become sons and daughters of our Father. Each of us is called to co-labor with the Holy Spirit and build our Father's kingdom. Not rocket science. This is family business. Before you gave your life to Christ, you existed in the orphanage of the world. You existed in the domain of darkness, consciously or unconsciously. You were serving Satan as the ruler of this world. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you are delivered out of that and you are transitioned into the kingdom of God. You are transitioned into the kingdom of light. You are adopted into the family of our Father. You've now been made a son or a daughter of our Father. Your be has been transformed. You are now a son or daughter of our Father to be about our Father's business, which is to build our Father's kingdom. It might be helpful to you to think about the kingdom like Jotham's nation of Judah. Think of the kingdom like Judah. The cities, towns, and villages Jotham built in Judah are like the churches and ministries we build in the kingdom. Watch this. The movement is not your church. The movement is not your ministry. The movement is the kingdom of God, and your church or ministry is in the movement. In the same way, it's not about the city, and it's not about the village, and it's not about the fortress. It's about the movement of Judah. And in the movement of Judah, we have cities, we have villages, we have towns. In the movement of the kingdom, we have churches and we have ministries. But the goal of the cities and the churches is not just to have cities and churches. It's not. The goal of the cities and the churches is to provide life, security, community, healing, provision, power for people. Individual people, every citizen of the city, every member in the church, every client in the ministry, everyone that's involved in the ministry, everyone who's involved in the church, everyone who's involved in the city is to embrace and enjoy the life that that city, that that church, that that ministry is to provide as an outpost, as a part of the movement of the kingdom. Is that clear? Now, as we build our churches and ministries to effectively love, heal, and train and send people, we're going to have to fight. You cannot build without fighting. You're certainly going to fight in yourself. You're going to fight your own sinful desires to control your lives and not be faithful to your Father's call. You're going to fight against the messages and lures of the world to distract you and to get you involved in all sorts of other trash. We're going to come in face to face with demonic spirits that want to pound you, that tell you you're a bad dad, to tell you you're a bad mom, to tell you you're a failure, to tell you no one's ever going to love you, to tell you you're terrible at your job, to tell you that the guy next to you or the gal next to you is doing way better than you are, the demonic spirits that seek to accuse you day and night that you're a failure, you are going to fight them. You are going to have to fight them. You're going to have to fight them. Remember, that's just the fight in ourselves. What about the fight in our people? Remember, our goal in our church or ministry is to liberate souls. The goal in our church, the goal in our ministry, in our churches and our ministries is to liberate souls. We are not content with people in pews. We're not. We're not content with people in our programs. We're not. We want to build people. And you cannot build people without engaging dark places in their lives. You cannot build people without entering their stories. You cannot build people without healing their wounds. You cannot build people without correcting their bad teaching, without loving them, without empowering them to live in the Holy Spirit. And you cannot succeed in building people without fighting. When we understand what it is that God our Father has called us to build, then with clarity, we will see who it is that's coming against us, who and what is coming against us. When we see the building clearly, we will see our enemies clearly. We fight for others because Jesus has fought and is fighting for us. As we have experienced victory in the war and our Father has used his children to help us, we go and help others. We go and help others. So, hey, look, I got no idea if there's a deep state control in our country. I know that there are nefarious actors behind the scenes that wield a whole lot more power than our elected politicians. But whether or not that's all collaborated, I don't have any idea. There's certainly a battle line that's been drawn between the deep state and the MAGA folks, between the leaders, the quote unquote leaders of the deep state and Donald Trump. There's certainly battle lines that have been drawn. And in some ways, I care. In a lot of ways, it's phenomenologically fascinating to watch. Mostly, I don't care. The deep state cannot stop me from loving people. It cannot stop me from building my kingdom assignments. Cannot stop me from fighting my kingdom fights. I don't need Donald Trump to succeed in the kingdom of God. I don't need Donald Trump to make disciples. I don't need Donald Trump to share Jesus. None of that. None of that. I fear the lure and the noise and the distraction of the political climate in our country has persuaded many of our brothers and sisters to engage in fights for which our Father simply has no heart. It's going to be a great tragedy to stand before a father and discover that you wasted your life fighting the wrong fights because you simply built the wrong things. And man, if you are building the wrong things and you're fighting the wrong fights, that means there's people out there that you are assigned to that are not getting the love that they're supposed to be getting because you decided to get caught up in something that our Father has no passion for. It's going to be a shame to stand before our Father and be exposed in the reality that you wasted your life building things that you weren't supposed to build and therefore fighting fights that you weren't supposed to fight. But we got to turn it. But what a powerful joy is available to every one of us when we dedicate the entirety of our lives to build and to fight only, to build and fight only what we have been created to build and fight. This kingdom energy, focused, strategically focused, Holy Spirit channeled in the will of our Father and the authority of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is life in the overflow. This is where we stand and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is where we stand and declare that no matter the tragedy and the despicability, the dastardliness of the things that people have done to you in your past, no matter that those things are not more powerful than the healing love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No matter what you have done to other people, our God, our Father is merciful, and the healing waters of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit are available even to cleanse you, to heal you, to restore you, to give you a new life and a new name and a new identity and a new future and a new hope. This is life in the overflow. May God our Father show you who He has created you to be. May He give you clarity in what it is that He called you to build. And may He send you armored to fight only that which He has called you to fight. And if this has been helpful for you, it would be helpful to me. Big, big, big help for me if you'd share it on your social media channels, Highways and Byways on the Instagram and the Facebook and the LinkedIn and Twitter and wherever else you do your deal. We got serious work to do. What is at stake is too serious to be fiddle-faddling around. We got real lives, real people, one person, one step, one issue at a time. Brothers and sisters, this is life available to us in the overflow. If this has been helpful to you and you'd like to support what the work that God our Father is doing at Trexo, we need it. We live and survive mostly on the donations of people like you. Trexo.org/donate. We could certainly use your help. God bless you. We'll be back together again next time as we seek to discover together how to live our lives in the overflow.